1467 Sunrise, Years Feel Good Station. That is Queen. Another one bites the dust. It's 18 past eight. Let's find out what's going on in the world of entertainment.
And the Oscar goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last Oz Logie that's ever going to be handed
out. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
From Celebrity Lane, it's Jaden Forster. Good morning to you, Jade.
Good morning, Jace.
Let's get straight to it, mate. Elton John and his ex-wife have settled a legal dispute triggered by his book and the movie Rocket Man. What's the story here?
Yeah, so this is his ex-wife that he married here in Australia back in the mid to late 80s. Renata Blowey is her name. Obviously, that was before he came out, a long, long time ago. Everybody had moved on with their life after that. But he, as you do when you're writing a book about your life, you obviously go back over things that have happened across your life. And he mentioned their relationship and their wedding day in particular in his book. And of course, that was then featured in the Rocket Man movie. Now, she was rather upset about that. So she took him to court earlier in the year seeking damages for what she claimed were apparent breaches of the terms of their divorce agreement. Apparently, he wasn't allowed to discuss their relationship or anything like that. Fast forward 6 months and they have now settled that dispute. And Elton has reportedly forked out just over $5 million in damages. So pretty much pocket money for Elton John, really. But he's apparently forked out that cash and also agreed not to talk about their relationship ever again. So we won't be hearing any more about that one anytime
soon. Wow, geez, it gets heavy sometimes, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And, you know, it's always difficult when these things rear their ugly head. But I sort of like to think that maybe there's another way of going about it other than particularly taking legal action in these instances.
Yeah.
But it's a different world.
Let's move forward to Melbourne Theatre Duo. They've picked up a string of nominations for the upcoming Tony Awards. Just quickly, what are the Tony Awards again?
They're the ones that honour all of the musicals and stuff. So
they're like our
Helpman Awards.
Yep. So who's picked up these nominations?
Well, this is a duo from Melbourne. They're the geniuses that are behind the Global Creatures Company. So Carmen Pavlovich and Jerry Ryan, they are the ones who did the King Kong musical. Muriel's Wedding is another one that they have done. They spent like $50 million to get King Kong to Broadway after it was on here. But their latest creation, Moulin Rouge, that has picked up 14 Tony Award nominations when they were announced overnight in New York. And they're not any awards. They're the real big top awards, best musical, best direction, best book, best choreography, leading actor, actress, featured actor, actress, and then all of the creative awards. So a really, really big deal. Obviously, everybody knows that our theatre industry here is world class and the team behind this one are incredible. So I think we're in for a really, really good chance to pick up some of those awards when they're handed out.
Good on to them. Good on them, Jade. Hey, also in news this morning, John Jarrett is in hotel quarantine in Queensland. The dark character from what's the movie? Wolf Creek, that's right. Wolf Creek.
He's actually, there's a Wolf Creek 3 on the way, believe it or not. But he's actually up there to film a new Australian horror movie titled The Possessed. He's doing that alongside the former Hey Dad star, Simone Buchanan. It's based on a true life story of a real life exorcist. So very dark and gritty role for him. It's set to start production in early November. My information is that he flew up to Queensland from Sydney on Wednesday. So he's serving out the 14 days in hotel quarantine and then everything going according to plan.
Okay.
He should be out a few days before Halloween and then they'll get to work filming that a few weeks after that. And it's set to be released in the cinemas, obviously everything going according to plan with the cinemas, mid next year. So it's a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Queensland, Jay, this weekend, 70,000 fans heading to the footy in Brisbane. Largest COVID crowd yet. Is that crazy or what?
Well, yes, that's potentially what's been touted. I'm not sure whether they're going to lift the cap over those sort of 30,000 that were initially expected. But look, you know, I guess it's up to them to make that call. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily be too comfortable going and sitting with 70,000 people if it was here in Melbourne, put it that way.
Yep.
But it's great to see as well sort of the theatre industry and everything else up there opening up in the next month or so as well. And in Sydney as well, with their musical theatre scene set to open up towards the end of next month as well. So things are slowly returning to normal in those states, but unfortunately not so much here in Victoria.
Yeah. All right, Jade, always good to have you on the show. We'll do it all again next week. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Jase.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. It's 8:23. We've got all the latest new sport weather not too far away.
Sunraysia